everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 240, Tombstone. In honor of the late, great Val Kilmer, we picked one of his most loved roles, Tombstone. Mm-hmm. This is directed by George P. Cosmatos. He did drama films such as Massacre in Rome, The Cassandra Crossing, Escape to Athena, Rambo, First Blood Part 2, not First Blood Part 1.
Not the one that everyone loves.
Not that one. Oh, and Cobra. That was a fun Sylvester Stallone one.
Yeah.
Cobra. All right. When did this come out? We got December 25th, 1993. Oh, one of those 1993 movies, man. Just an amazing year. Budget, $25 million. Box office, $73.2 million. Loosely based on real events that took place in the 1880s in southeast Arizona, including the gunfight of the OK Corral and the Earp Vendetta ride. And I was researching some of this, and I would say it's more than loosely based. It's a lot of this has firm talons in reality. All this shit. So it's fairly close to what happened as far as I've read. And I thought that was pretty cool. What do we got? We got Kurt Russell, of course, Wyatt Earp, Val Kilmer, Doc Holliday, Sam Elliott, Virgil Earp, Bill Paxton, Morgan Earp.
So many people.
Powers Booth.
I forgot how
many Curly
people.
Bill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a laundry list of very recognizable people. We've got Jason Priestley in there. We got Charlton Heston.
Yep.
Who else did I see? Freaking that guy from Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and,
Rooker. Sorry.
Guardians.
Michael Rooker. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got two aliens alumni in Michael Biehn and Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got some cool stuff.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Zane. Oh, yeah, Chubby. Yeah. Chubby Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, Billy Zane came out. I was like, oh, shit. It's a phantom. I am a thespian. He tried to bring you light in this ugly world, and you shot him for it.
Just funny you bring up the Phantom, sidebar here, but apparently, I don't remember where I was going. It must have been on PlayStation Store, but there's a side-scrolling Phantom game, like a beat-em-up Phantom game. I was like, hey!
Like the Phantom, like purple?
Yeah, like the purple suit and everything, yeah. Looks like a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
I remember I wanted one of those rings from 7-Eleven so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And they never had them. Always sold out. Never got one.
What a movie.
The movie sucked, but I wanted the ring. It was cool. Yeah, so Kurt Russell moves to the town. What the hell was the town? I don't know.
Tombstone.
But it starts with them riding into that Mexican town and interrupting a local police officer's wedding. And I forgot about the voiceover in the beginning, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're the cowboys. They ran the West.
It's sort of like lighthearted too. It was like a soft piano. Deep, 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 deep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Interrupt that police officer's wedding. They proceed to massacre the assembled policemen in retribution for killing two of their fellow gang members. A local priest warns them that their acts of murder and savagery will be avenged. And then what we get, what the heck is Bean's character's name? Ringo.
Ringo.
Just pops him in the head. And, yeah, that's pretty cool. It's pretty obvious to me that this Curly Bill guy is kind of what that Butch is based off of in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, totally.
Got a lot of Curly Bill in him. Yeah, so then we cut to Earp. He's a retired peace officer, and everyone knows Wyatt Earp. I mean, if you don't, where the hell have you been? It's kind of a big story. Even if you just know him from Five Goes West as a dog. But he moves to this town, and he's got his two brothers there, right? He's meeting up with Virgil and Morgan. And yeah, the town is Tombstone. Where they encounter Wyatt's longtime friend Doc Holliday. And yeah, and then they first come into town, they're getting shown around. That guy, yeah, that's a pretty nice, the Oriental Inn. No one goes in there. It's kind of a shame. It's such a nice place, and it's too, I don't know, hard. People get shot every day. So first thing he does is walks towards it, and they're like, "Oh, Wyatt."
Here he
He goes in
goes.
there.
Yeah, there he goes.
Goes in there, checks it out, talks to the bartender who's like the owner. And he's like, "Why ain't nobody in here? It's a nice place." He's like, "Well, this guy keeps coming to play, and it's chubby Billy Bob Thornton causing a fucking ruckus." And he's pretty funny. "I God damn it. Blow that fucking cigar smoke in my face again, motherfucker."
Yeah.
How many times I tell you?
And I love it too. He actually works there. He's not just a random gambler keeps coming. He took
Oh, yeah,
over the
wasn't
job
he?
of being the dealer, so he's just a
Yeah,
piece of shit dealer. Thought that was kind of funny.
he goes over there. "I just want you to know you're sitting in my seat." "Oh, fucking A, am I?" And then what does he do? Oh, yeah, I think he stands up. That's one of the greatest. And kind of reaches for his gun. And then what we got? Wyatt Earp said, "Do it." Get that classic, "Do it. Skin that smoke wagon." And slaps him. He said, "Pull it, boy." Slaps him again. Slaps him again. "I said, fight, boy. You're just going to stand there and bleed." He's bleeding out his mouth.
So good.
Yeah. And he fucking pulls him out by his ear, tosses him out. Tells him never to come back, and he's like, "There you go, problem solved. 25% of the house intake, I think, would be sufficient." He goes after, "Yeah, I got us 25% of this business. We're on off to a great start." And then he comes over with a shotgun, wanting revenge, but then he sees Doc Holliday shaking hands with him. "Doc, I didn't know you were back in town." And then yeah, you get that awesome. "Well, I didn't know you were still here.
Yeah. Oh,
You
he just went
may go." "Leave the shotgun." And he tries to hand it to him. I said, "Leave it." Just chops it on the ground. Yeah, pretty good stuff. So, yeah, the Doc Holliday, Val Kilmer, pretty freaking awesome. Doc Holliday is a pretty interesting figure. He's an actual doctor. He's a dentist turned gunslinger and gambler and sometimes lawman. And all this shit at the end is true. Like the fucking cowboy posse was deputized by like the state marshals and was fighting. Like there was like fucking warrants for Wyatt Earp and all their arrests by the. And this is this strange thing, pretty
Damn.
crazy. But apparently the cowboy group kind of just fled, and there was no real confrontation, but there was the real Wyatt Earp's Vendetta ride where he just went off killing a bunch of
Yeah, montage
cow
of
a bunch of bad
murdering.
guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny the Val Kilmer thing. It's like this is one of his best roles and one of his most iconic, the Doc Holliday, and one of his best performances by far. And yet, it's the movie that he looks the most shit in. Like he looks awful throughout this entire movie to the point where I'm like, God, I wish he wasn't sick and he was just a fucking badass. But the whole movie, he's just fucking covered in sweat and he's pale. And I don't know,
Yeah, it's great. He's got that
yeah.
tuberculosis. And I like how he's got a girlfriend and shit. He's just kissing on her. He's like, "Yeah, have some of that tuberc, baby." Like, that shit is airborne, dude. Like, all y'all have tuberculosis now. Every one of you. Let's see. Then we get Josephine showing up with her kind of boyfriend, Fabian, Billy Zane. I don't know. They're a group of like actors or some shit.
Yeah, they show a
Wyatt and his
liking to one another. Yeah.
yeah, all right off the bat, just
Yeah.
like one stare, and it's like it's a really weird. He had four wives, so you know he was ready to just drop one at the drop of a hat, seeing a pretty lady. Well, who's that pretty lady?
Yeah.
About time I re-up again. Four fucking wives. So I almost didn't believe it at the end. It was like, well, they lived the rest of their lives together. And I was like, bullshit, he had four wives. I looked it up and she was the last one. So it was
Okay.
true. She was the
Okay.
last one. You know, I guess it doesn't matter where you start, it matters where you end. So I don't know kind of where we're at in this one. I think they're running their saloon now, and they're kind of it's making some money. It's kind of popping. It's pretty nice. And I think the Cowboys come in there, and we got Curly Bill and all them go to their table, and I don't know, start talking some shit. Wyatt Earp's like, he starts playing a hand. He's like, "You win $500." Oh, okay.
All right.
Then we get Ringo meeting Doc Holliday. That's a pretty fun little scene. Johnny Ringo and it's pale as shit. I can't remember what Ringo says. Like, yeah, you used to be a great shooter or something, but look at you now. And anyways, and
Yeah, it's always like subtle jabs at one another. Yeah. Like a dick measuring contest. Yeah, basically.
yeah, and I think Doc says something like, "I still got it, and you're in nothing to me." And Ringo pulls out his gun, starts doing some twirly birds and pointing it at his head and twirly birds, and all the cowboys are there watching, and even Billy Zane. Whoa.
Voila.
Nice. Wow, wee, wow. And yeah, it's great. And then once he holsters his gun, you get Wyatt Earp kind of gives a look up to Doc, like, "Oh shit, what's Doc gonna do?" And he just has this little tin cup he just had it some alcohol out of, and he's does the
Yeah,
twirly
mimicking him.
birds, and
Yeah.
then everyone starts laughing, even Bill, and they walk away kind of obviously they were pushing the issue, and these guys don't want any trouble in their bar
Yeah. I can't remember
quite
if it
yet.
I can't remember if this is the scene where I think it is where they're kind of going back and forth, and I like this moment where I think Doc is like, "I don't know yet if I like you," and he looks at his wife, "Do I like him?" And he kind of goes on this whole thing about whether he likes him. He's like, and then at the end he's like, "Actually, I don't like you."
No, she's like, she was, didn't she say, "He kind of reminds me of you." Oh, now I hate him.
So
Now
good.
I hate him. Anyway. Yeah, great stuff. He wasn't even nominated for this. It's just a crime, man. I don't know who was nominated in 93, but it better have been a fucking heavy year, 'cause this was amazing. Just everything he says, the tone and the subtlety, and oh, it's so good.
He's definitely the highlight. I think him and I'm trying to think. I think Michael Biehn is a standout, even though he doesn't get a lot of screen time, but every time he's on. Well, actually, I think Kurt Russell, Jesus Christ. I mean, he's fucking powerhouse like he always is. Yeah, Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer, Michael Biehn, I think those three in particular are phenomenal.
I think the Bill guy is pretty good too.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't have a lot to do either, but he's really cool. Oh Lord, and then what happens here? We get
Oh, the sheriff. That's what I think one of the big inciting
yeah,
events is.
Curly Bill is smoking opium in the joint, and it goes outside, and I feel amazing. And he just starts randomly shooting at people in the streets. Ah! People trying to get away, riding by on horses. He's like shooting at them, shooting at people's feet, and then howling at the moon, and then
Yeah, shooting
shooting
at
at
the
the
moon.
moon. And then I think like the marshal comes into their bar and is like, "Yo," and they're always like trying to get Wyatt Earp and all them to do shit for them because they're known good lawmen. But comes in there, "Don't you hear what's going on out there? Someone's got to stop it." And Wyatt Earp's like, "Why don't you just let it happen?
Yeah,
Let it pl let it
it'll
play
sober
out.
up, yeah.
He'll calm down." And he's like, "Yeah, you're the marshal. Yeah, that's not county business. It's city business. That's the sheriff's job." And then the old man sheriff goes out there. "All right, someone's got to do something. Bill, knock it off. Hand your guns over." And yeah, you got it. Goes to hand it to him. It pops him in the chest. And then Wyatt goes out there and bops him on the head, knocks him out. Or not quite knocks him out, but immobilizes him. And then all the cowboys start to go around and let him go. I'm not. And then that one, I don't remember what the hell his name is, but he's typically like the voice of the guys. He's always really dirty.
Oh, you're talking about Sandman from Spider-Man 3? Is that who you're talking about?
No.
Ike. Oh, the older Ike.
Yeah, Ike.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Ike. He gets the gun drawn to his head, and we got you surrounded. He's like, yeah, but not before I blow you, I turn your head into a canoe, boy. Like, they'll rush me, and they'll probably get me, but not before I blast your head off.
Yeah.
And then that's when I think Wings, and that guy from Wings and Sandman or something, Jag, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And he's like, no, we'll rush him. No, don't. He's telling the truth. God damn it, I can see it in his eyes. They'll kill me. Yeah. So, I don't remember. Yeah, they take in Curly Bill. I don't remember how he gets released.
It's through dialogue. He was like, oh, I talked to the judge, and the judge says, you know, no one was around to see it actually happen. We were all in the bar. Therefore, I can't really, like, prosecute him because no one was there to see it. So they were forced to, like, let him go. So they just released him.
And I like, before that, you get to see a little bit of the police work by the sheriff when there's a gunfight, and they come outside and start fighting. And then the sheriff, come on, give me both your guns. We gotta. I don't know. We gotta go to court about it. And he's like, "We called me a liar. It was justified." It's like that's all it took back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And the court found he was called a liar and that the shooting was justified.
Done and done.
There you go. Case closed. Here's your guns back.
Yeah.
We polished them. Someone put a nice wood lacquer on your hilt. I would send somebody a thank you note for that. Like a nice walnut. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back to that, and Bill's out now, and they kind of are pissed, obviously, about it. I don't remember if that is the main instigator that kind of starts this war, or was there a different incident?
The war kind of starts with the mayor, played by, I forget his name, but he plays John Locke in the show Lost. The mayor comes in and is like, please, you know, now the sheriff's dead, will you fucking please take this job? And they're like, no. Yeah. And they're like, okay, well, like, people are, because you guys are too selfish, people are out there in the streets dying. And so I think it was Virgil. What's his name? Sam something. He goes out there and sees a bunch of cowboys ride past a young boy and almost get run over, and he kind of saves him, and he starts to realize that, like, fuck, maybe we should start to protect these guys. So him and Morgan decide to be the sheriffs, and they impose a no gun rule. They have to keep it in their house or whatever. And then that leads to some of the cowboys are somewhere in this area, and they want to go over there and take their guns away. And Wyatt's trying to talk them out of it. And they're like, dude, you're going to go start a fucking gunfight over a misdemeanor. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's when they go over there, and that's that shootout is what kind of spirals everything.
Oh, yeah, they kill, like, three or four of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Sandman is one of them. And then they have the funeral procession through town, and they're, like, holding a sign, murdered in the streets of Tombstone, and all that. And I did notice that, like, their caskets were clear, and they had suits on and makeup, and, like, so they obviously have money, because when Morgan dies, he's just in a wooden box and nothing fancy.
I also don't know if there's a continuity error. I just literally right this second just thought about this, but I remember distinctly, like, during that shootout, Virgil and Morgan both getting hit. Like, I think Morgan gets one in the knee, and I think Virgil gets one in, like, the shoulder, or vice versa. But then the following scenes, they're fine, but then they end up getting shot a second time. I don't know, I just realized that, like, oh yeah, they didn't show any wounds that I can recall, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think they both got grazed in the legs during that first shootout, because they kind of collapse.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they just healed up type of thing. They're Yeah, but later when they get shot in the shoulder, he's got the sling and other things. Yeah, so this stuff is kind of past, and then we get that one guy. What was his name again? The guy who had the gun to his head. You just said it a minute ago.
Oh,
Fuck.
Ike.
Ike goes in. He's in their bar, and someone tells Wyatt that Doc's been there for what, fucking 2 days straight and hasn't slept and is just
Something like
playing
that, yeah.
cards. Yeah. And yeah, Wyatt's like, come on, I think it's time to get some rest. That's enough. That's enough for a while, right? And he's like, oh, I haven't started to begin my debauchery. Something like that. I've just begun. And yeah, this girl's like, he could go for days and days. That's right, honey. I can. And then, anyways, he beats Ike, and Ike's like, 12 hands in a row, ain't nobody that lucky. And like, whatever do you mean, Ike? Why,
So good.
Ike, are we cross? He puts his hand on his gun. No. He like gets up and they kick him out, and he goes and just pours his own drink at the bar and give me my guns back. It's like, apparently you can have guns, you just can't have them in the bar, and they're
Yeah.
not supposed to be in town at all. Give him his guns back, and then oh yeah, I think Doc collapses, so they help him out, and Ike sees him go out and thinks that they're all gone, but then who was it? Erp comes back. Is it Erp?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
her. Yeah.
And he's standing there, and then he makes some threats. Fuck, you let them know I'm gonna kill him next time I see him. I see him in the street. And then he just bashes his head in and puts him in jail. And the cowboy gang come and pick him up. And I think now they're kind of out for blood, right? After the other people were killed, now this has happened.
Yeah.
Then they made some kind of a pact with the marshal, the U.S. marshal, that like he's, you know, he's gonna run the town once these guys kind of take over the town. And I think he tells the actress about it. He's like, "You're gonna know the man who runs this town. You're gonna be glad you did."
Yeah,
Okay.
something big's happening tonight. We don't know what yet. A
Yeah.
lightning storm of a night. Yeah, an
Yeah.
ominous rainy lightning storm night.
And oh yeah, and Virgil walks home from the bar, and then he comes back in. What'd you forget, Virgil? Wyatt, and he's all fucked up, and he's getting taken care of. He's gonna lose his arm or something, or lose
Can't use
use
his
of his
arm,
arm.
yeah.
Yeah, and then the actress knows something's going on, and I love her fucking stupid love story they had with Wyatt Earp. And, like she sees him riding horses. Hello, we've never formally met. My name is Wyatt Earp. I know, and
Yeah.
your name is whatever, whatever. I know. Everyone knows you. And then their horses are kind of like, I don't know, either fighting or fucking. They're
Trying to
like,
fuck,
yeah, we gotta break them up. Maybe we run it out of them.
yeah.
And then he thinks for a second. He's like, oh, what am I doing? Chases her down. And then some reason they're on a date. He
Yeah,
has a
they're a little
blanket.
picnic.
He
Yeah.
lays down and they're talking. And that's when she's like, I just want to travel and live off room service. Room service. And she's like, what about that blonde of yours? Is that your wife? What about her? I'm just
Yeah.
asking.
Yeah,
I've never heard a woman talk like you.
what's
Never?
with you in these
Never.
fucking questions? What do I want in
Yeah.
life? Like what?
What do you mean? I don't know. I want a family and kids. That doesn't suit you. Well, it's my damn brain. I think I would know what suits me. And it suits me just fine. Down to the house, down to the T or some
My
shitty.
God.
And he's just, it's a weird.
Are you happy? He's like, God damn it, what's with you, lady?
What do you mean? I'm on my third wife. I could probably be happier. Four is a good number, even number. Yeah, and then he goes back from that date to his wife, who's on, I don't know, addicted to opium for ca headaches or something. Every time he sees her, it's the same. Is that that opium whatever gave you? That's the only thing they ever say to each other. And he's a terrible
My
husband, you
God.
can tell. He's
Oh,
just fucking
yeah.
does. Like, she's like, oh, you're not going to hang out with me? I got to go to work, honey. I got to go hang out in the bar all night. You know how it is. Oh, I guess I could stay for a little. She's
Yeah.
like, no, it's okay. I guess I'll go do opium at home, like always.
It's funny, it's like the movie goes out of its way to make you not like her because she's addicted to drugs or something. Like, she's not even that bad. She seems pretty nice. I don't know. She's not, I don't know. They're trying to make her a villain so that you like the actress lady, but I'm like, she hasn't done anything that's necessarily bad or evil or anything.
He
She
hasn't
just
done
likes
anything.
drugs. Leave her alone.
And I think there's even a scene like where both of those, the wife and the actress, are in the same room, and the marshal or somebody kind of stirs the pot. Like, what do you think of her singing voice or something? And I don't remember, but you could tell that the wife is kind of catching on. Just because he's looked at her, and she's probably been through this before, with as many wives as he's had. I know the look when he's found is that's what he did to me 4 months ago.
Yeah, because it was very soon it seems like that he met her because his brothers don't recognize, they never met her at the train station in the opening of the movie, and they're all meet at the train and he's like introducing, so it's a new wife, I guess. That's what it sounds like.
We could be sisters. Everyone looks the same when you're all wearing a little House on the Prairie giant dress.
Yep.
You all look the same. We all got the same exact dress and little umbrella.
Long blonde hair, yep.
So yeah, they shoot Virgil, and after that, kind of Morgan is back playing billiards, I think, and then there's a crack of lightning, but there's also a shot at the same time through the window, and he gets shot in the back. Doctor comes, tries to pull a bullet out and can't, and he dies.
Then you get the most hilarious scene of the movie, which is Wyatt going out onto the street covered in blood in the rain and like the wide, no, like that whole, get away
Why
from
him?
me. It's so
Yeah,
ridiculous.
the actress comes up and tries to embrace him in front of his wife and
Yeah.
family as if she's the fucking person to do this. And he's gets away from me, and then she walks away, and then he turns around and his wife's looking like, what the fuck? And so she walks away, and now he's just fucking got nobody. I can't remember what they're gonna do, but I think it's at that point they posse up, right?
Yeah, I think there's
Oh
like
yeah,
some
they send Virgil home with his family because he can't use his arm and he's gonna be in danger, and he wants their family out of there. So we're at the train station. That guy once again, Ike. Where's Wyatt? Behind you! Shoots one of them. Let's Ike live. Why you keep giving Ike a pass, man? This guy.
He lives to the very fucking end of the movie, but he lasts longer than everybody, yeah.
And he lets him go, and he says, you tell him that I'm hunting you guys down, and anybody with a red sash, I'm gonna kill as soon as I see him. And
So good. I'm
and they go,
coming, and tell him hell's coming with me. So good.
yeah, and he starts killing them. Yeah, just the fucking hanging off horses, shooting people. They're stringing them up, putting their sashes on their boots. And that's about the time when the marshal kind of deputizes all the cowboys and tries to make a posse. And yeah, they've got the monocle thing. Well, they all got badges now. Oh,
Yeah.
about 30 of them Dutch. Oh no. The Chauncey gang or whatever the fuck.
The O'Brien brothers, yeah.
Damn, it's a, what is it? The old Clerksons? Ah, whatever.
I don't remember.
Damn, that's a good game. We need more Western games, motherfuckers. Make some. The old Drexels?
Drexel, yeah, the Drexel brothers, yeah.
That sounds
So good.
And so, I don't know, Doc Holliday gets sworn in too, and then they got this posse now. And where does oh yeah, somebody's sent because they're on Charleston Heston's ranch, just a reason to get him a cameo. And somebody comes over from the Cowboys and says, Bill wants to fight you, just you, Earp, whatever, 7 o'clock somewhere, and he's like, "Tell him I'll be there."
Ringo, we forgot about the Bill. So like, there's a shootout at a river with Bill and some people, and this is
Why
it's like before. No, no, and just like walks up, no, and just starts opening fire in the woods. Yeah.
It's like Star Wars or like the original Batman, where you could just stand there and just nobody can hit anything because the guns are so fucking inaccurate. You're 10 feet away. It's like, God damn it, I can't hit him. And everyone's like, oh my God, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
No! And he kills like 6 people. And then finally they all like go over there and Doc starts helping him. And he kills Bill without much of fanfare,
just
misses him with the shotgun, and he shoots him with the shotgun, like, oh shit, now he got me. I remember after that, it was a cool scene where it's all, man, can you believe that? I've never seen nothing like that. I've never heard of nothing like that. And then someone talks to Doc Holliday. He's like, where's Earp? Oh, he's down by the river. Walking on water.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Well, I hope he's on water. Hope he's got another miracle up his sleeve, because we're fucked.
So good.
Yeah, that's when he's challenged by what the hell's his name?
Ringo.
Ringo. Johnny Ringo. And I think by this time Doc Holliday's kind of really hurting, so he's on a he's in bed rest with his wife or something, and Earp goes to see him because Johnny Ringo's one of the best gunslingers.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, how do I beat him? What do I do? And he's like, I don't think he's like, I can't beat him, can I? And I think Ringo's, no.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, that's a pretty touching moment, because I think at that moment he gives Doc the badge before he leaves. It's like, oh, deputizes him.
Yeah,
it was all a ploy, we find out. It was all a ploy.
Yeah, because when he goes to meet Ringo, Ringo sees that it's not Earp, because he's like, oh, you showed up. I can't even believe it. He's like, well, I wouldn't miss it. Holliday, I ain't got no fight with you. Of course you do. We started a game, we never finished.
I love his entrance. He's like, has his head down. You think it's Wyatt, and all you hear is, I'm your Huckleberry, which is the second time he said it. That's the first, and he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and he says, why, John and Ringo, you look like someone walked over your grave. I don't got no fight with you, Unger. Of course you do. We started a game we didn't finish. Remember, you said you play for blood. I was just joking about that. He's like, I wasn't.
So good.
He's like, all right, let's do it then. And they just kind of circle each other, and Doc pulls out a quick gunshot blast to the temple. And this is pretty accurate, too, because his death was ruled a suicide, Johnny Ringo. And there was a gunshot wound to his temple. But a lot of folks at the time believed it was Earp or Holliday, making it look like a suicide. And so they covered all those bases by they got the correct temple. Ringo shot one round into the ground, so that would explain the empty shell of just one bullet in his gun, which people claim he shot himself.
Yeah.
And so I liked that, how they set that up to be, okay, we put enough evidence to follow the what happened, but we're giving you the what-if story.
I was going to say, even if it was Wyatt, truthfully, it's kind of a cool, like, what if it wasn't, you know, Wyatt? Yeah. What if it was Doc? That's kind of a cool aspect.
Yeah. And what did he say when Earp came over? He said, oh, his body just couldn't take it. What, the gunshot to the head? His body just couldn't hold on. Poor, he's tuckered out. Yeah, so now with Bill gone, or not Bill, but
Ringo,
who do we got left? It's just kind of the stragglers, right?
Yeah, we just go into another montage of them killing.
Yeah, killing people. Yeah,
till they're all dead. Yeah,
yeah. And finally, we get Ike at the end too. I don't remember. He's always pleading for his life too.
Yeah,
And this time he just fucking blasts him. There was that one guy at the opium shop. He started smoking his gun, thinking it was an opium pipe, and he just blasts him. Yeah. That's some cool stuff. And then, da-da-da. Yeah, that's it, right? And
We
then,
just get our two kind of close out dramatic moments, the last scene with Doc, and then he goes to see the actress in Denver, if I'm not mistaken, and that's kind of it.
yeah, he says, yeah, there's that great scene where I don't want to play anymore. And he's putting the cards that come on. It's like, Wyatt, if you've ever been my friend, please leave now. He said, what am I supposed to do? He's like, live your life. You live for me, Wyatt. You go find that actress and you travel the world and you live life and you settle down somewhere and you enjoy yourself. No matter where we may be. And anyways,
Yeah,
some
'cause you
pretty
see,
good.
I fell in love once with my cousin.
Yeah, my first cousin. That's beautiful. Yeah. What happened? Didn't work out.
Oh God, so good.
Yeah. And then
Yeah,
yeah,
what did they leave him?
he
The Adventures of Doc Holliday or something like that? It's like
No,
a
he said he
booklet.
left him a book he wrote, and it, he looks at the book after he leaves. It says, "My friend Doc
Oh,
Holliday
that's what it was. Okay.
by Wyatt Earp." It's a really thin book. I
Yeah.
don't know.
About 30
More like
pages.
more like a
Oh,
brochure.
what
It's
do they
like
call it?
sell.
Zines. It's like a zine. It's like four or
Yeah.
five pages. Yeah.
Mostly pictures. So, yeah, and
Yeah,
he leaves and it.
I have one. I'd say it's about the size of this.
Yeah,
My friend Doc.
it's like a music notebook. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, then there's this weird scene that like he looks at his feet and he's like, oh, look at that. And he
Yeah.
just finds it
Died.
really amusing that
Yeah.
his feet are poking out or something. Yeah, then he dies. So tuberculosis finally took him. I think he was like 36.
Damn.
When he died.
Didn't get to read the book.
yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's a page turner. Yeah, then we got Wyatt going to the actresses. I'm sorry for everything that happened. I'm sorry for your friend, the actor. And anyway, she's like, I forgave you as soon as you walked in that door. It's like, oh, jeez. And then we get a voiceover. They lived happily ever after for the next 30 years, and his other wife died shortly of a shortly after she left Tombstone of an opium overdose. Penniless and husbandless. But that was her own damn fault.
Like Jesus. Oh
Yeah.
God.
Terrible. Yeah, and that's it. And then we get some, I don't know, like a group shot of them
Yeah,
riding.
it was kind of weird, wasn't
Yeah, even though they're
it?
dead, just let's put another shot in there. Remind these folks who was
It goes on for so long.
this movie. Remember him? God, they should have ended it like an old Western, like when they have the shots, it'll show like, Wild Bill, and it'll say the actor's name, and yeah, that would have been cool too. Yeah, that's it. It's on Hulu and everywhere else to rent. Commanding performance by Val Kilmer. I haven't seen the Island of Dr. Moreau or Monroe, whatever the hell it's called. So that's why I threw that suggestion out there too. I heard that one's good. It's just kind of a
It's a weird one. I remember it being very fucking weird. Yeah, I haven't seen it since I was a
yeah.
kid, but
And there's a lot of backstory of like Marlon Brando just sucking and writing his lines on like food or something, and just like just
Bullets,
ad
yeah.
libbing everything, and yeah. So I'd like
Lost
to
in the
see that.
Darkness is a good one too. I don't know if you've seen that. That's a pretty
Yeah,
funny
the
movie.
lion one, that
Yeah,
was
Michael
fucking
Douglas.
awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But for what I have seen, I haven't seen Heat either.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But what I have seen, I do think that Jim Morrison is probably his best performance because he's just, I don't know, it's just fucking him on
Yeah.
screen. And before they were doing bio, a lot of biopics, and what was it, Oliver Stone, and He made a deal with Oliver Stone. He said, "Yeah, I got the live tracks of the Doors, and I did this karaoke thing. I had my buddy cut out the lyrics, and I sang them with the live band. And I told Oliver Stone and the Doors, because they had to approve it, if they couldn't tell the difference, then I get to sing it live." And the Doors and Oliver Stone could not tell which one was which. So that's pretty cool. So for my money, that's probably his best acting, but damn, this is. And because it's a whole movie, like he's definitely on screen a lot in the Doors. He's
Oh,
more of a
he's supporting character here,
supporting actor in this, but it's still amazing. And he still got it. Should have got a nomination, especially for supporting actor. Usually those nominations, they're not as hard to get as the lead actor. So that would have been nice. So yeah, R.I.P. Val Kilmer. Great. It's just a fun freaking ride to the end, and it's so fast paced, and there's a lot of truth in it, which I kind of thought there was some real stuff, but they're pretty close, man, for a movie like this. So I think it's a nine, man. It's an amazing film. I love it. Still love it.
Damn. Well, we are pretty far away today. Okay, it was bound to happen.
Don't you do this to Tombstone now.
No, I
Don't do this to his family. His legacy. They're gonna see this.
R.I.P. Val Kilmer. Yeah, love Val Kilmer. That sucks that we lost him, and Doc Holliday is fucking an amazing character, amazing performance, one of his best. Yeah, I think I would agree. Doors is probably his best. I was trying to think of like anything that would top the Doors, but I don't think there is. Yeah, I don't know. This movie is fine. I think it's just a fine middle of the road Western. I don't think it's like one of the greats. I don't think it's anywhere near an Eastwood Western or a John Wayne Western. I think it's just a Yeah, completely fine movie. I think there's a lot of the love story is kind of stupid, doesn't work, and there's too many characters. I don't really care about any of them. Like when Bill Paxton dies, you're supposed to care, but I was like, I think that guy had like maybe five lines before that. So there's a lot of things the movie wants you to give a shit about, and I'm just like, I care most about Wyatt's relationship to Doc. I think those are the two strongest kind of the relationship in the movie.
Yeah, that
That
like
worked with me.
you forget that they're even brothers, the three, because it seems like the relationship with Doc is so much stronger and more meaningful.
So yeah, the only thing that worked for me in terms of characters go is yeah, the relationship between Doc and Wyatt. It is a bummer that we didn't get to spend any time with the cowboys, the bad guys. I would have liked to have more scenes with them in their camp and just kind of get to know Ringo or Bill. You don't really get to know any of them. They just kind of come and go as they please and shoot people, and they're just like, okay, I guess that's the bad guy. But it would have been nicer to see their dynamic. But yeah, so yeah, I don't hate this movie. I just, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was, in my mind, it was like, oh, it's one of the great westerns. But I'm like, eh, it's fine. So to me, it's like a 7.2.
7.2 and a 9. So you better go watch it and see what you think, where you fall on the spectrum, because that's a pretty wide gap there. It's wider than we have most time.
Two point gap. We both enjoyed it, but it seems like one of us a little more than the
Yeah, one of us. One
other.
of us has respect for the
Yeah, I wonder, like going back to watch like Maverick, which I think is his last on screen, how emotional. I mean, that scene was already emotional between him and Iceman, but I think now it's probably gonna hit even a little harder.
Yeah, I've seen it posted on like little TikTok things, and yeah, they're like, this is so much more, hits harder now. Before you go, who's the better pilot? We're having a good moment. Let's not ruin it, Ice.
So good.
That's what I thought. Yeah, and then his last video, I think he posted to Instagram, was him putting on the Batman cowl,
Oh,
which is
cool.
kind of cool. I mean, it was a weird cowl that was like painted black and white, so yeah, but it was interesting. Like he was doing a lot of art and stuff, and he painted a Batman painting, which is pretty interesting looking, and then puts on the mask and kind of And then I think someone off camera says, "That's been a long time." And he's like, "Yes, it has."
Man, I've been meaning to go back and watch Forever. It's been on my mind for like years at this point. It's fucking because that movie's so good, man. Val Kilmer's good as Batman. Nicole Kidman is the sexiest fucking woman on planet Earth in that movie. Jim Carrey and fucking oh man, I need to go back and watch that.
Yeah, didn't Joel Schumacher die too? Pretty
Oh, I don't
recently?
know. I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I'm pretty sure he did. And people are saying now that Val Kilmer's gone that you got to release the Schumacher cut. Because there is a Schumacher cut out there with the Man Bat stuff and all that. And yeah, I'd like to see that. I definitely like Forever. It's cheesier, but there's something about it.
There's something
There's just
about it,
something.
yeah,
There's
totally.
something about it.
I'm trying to think since we're talking about Val Kilmer. I never saw the movie The Saint. That seems to be another fan favorite of Val Kilmer's, but I've never seen The Saint. Trying to think of what else there is. I've never seen Top Secret. I've seen a lot of Top Secret clips go
Yeah.
his kind of like spoof movie.
Well, that early stuff where it's like the smartest man or something, where it's like he's super young. It's like a, it looks like it's in college or something. I don't
He's
remember
all
what college it
Real
is.
Genius, I think that's what it
Yeah,
is.
Real
The
Genius.
80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
Yeah. So 7.29.0. Go check it out, man. See where you fall. As always, thank you for joining us. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. So you get notified every Sunday of our new episodes, and also Apple Music and Spotify if that's how you do your podcast. We don't care how you do it. We would just love for you to join us, okay? And until the next Vs, peace.
Peace.